Which one of the two full frontal scenes with Walton Goggins was your favorite?
That's like I can't. It's hard to pick. I was not prepared for the dressing room full frontal scene. I knew that he was naked, but I was like not prepared for all the swinging.
We're back, and a little bit later we might go live like we have done the last couple of weeks for the Patreon members. Although it's open to everybody, and if you're not following along with that, I think you should check it out. We'll talk more about that later as well. We have a guest this evening, and everybody knows her as Aunt Tiffany from The Righteous Gemstones. They are three episodes in. This comes out on Saturday, so tomorrow night is episode 4, and I think that's the first time we really will see her this season, but it's been a lot of fun so far. The last couple of episodes are just nonstop funny.
You gotta watch out for, like, sinkholes and explosions and stuff, but Mama says you get used to it. Well, it's me. 15 hours, and I'll be back home. Baby Billy.
You ran out on me and baby Lionel, just like you did your other son.
What did you say?
I know about Harmon. How come you didn't ever tell me about him?
My child's gonna be born with the benefits of modern technology.
Well, my mama didn't have none of that stuff when I was born.
Yeah, but you was a toilet baby.
Oh, yeah.
A who what?
A toilet baby. Look at us. A great relationship, a giant woman that do all the dirty work. Over here, skimming leaves, eavesdropping. Go!
But it is season 4, the final season of The Righteous Gemstones, and joining us from Atlanta via Zoom is Aunt Tiffany herself, Valen Hall.
Okay. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. Now, you're in Georgia right now, right?
I am. I'm in Atlanta.
Are you having the same problems that I'm having with allergies, or are you also immune like these two?
No, I'm not immune. No, it's completely yellow outside. That's why I'm like scratching my eyeball at the moment.
Season 4, we're 3 episodes in. We're looking forward to the 4th episode because I believe you're going to be involved a little bit more than you have been so far.
Yes, yes. By episode 4, Tiff and Baby Billy come in and get to figure out what problem they're going to solve this season.
We're going to be sad to see it go. So it'll be one of those shows that you just rewatch over and over again.
Yeah, it's so bittersweet that we're having to leave you.
Yeah, did you guys know before you started the season that this was the final season, or did you find out later on?
I don't think we did. No, I don't think Danny wanted to like have that hanging over everybody for the whole season. You don't want anybody to come in with like a "I only got 2 weeks left anyway" attitude when you're shooting a show.
Right.
Danny McBride's notorious for not doing more than 30 episodes of anything.
Right. Yeah. He's a smart guy. He knows when enough is enough.
With watching the trailers, and we've all seen what's coming up this season, and Billy and you guys are going to make the movie or the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that coming up, it seems like this season, the storylines are kind of compartmentalized, like the first section, and then the prayer booth section, and then the TV show on the end. Is that something that was different this time, as far as not a running storyline through the whole thing?
It starts to interweave later. We're a little compartmentalized this season, but it'll start coming together later.
Now that first episode. No one was prepared.
We went on a little tangent on that one. We all watched that the last week we were shooting. He invited like the cast and the crew and everybody to see like an early screening, and it hadn't been like colored yet. It hadn't been the music hadn't been done and all that. It was just like a raw cut of that episode. And after everybody watched it, people were just like crying in the audience. Like everyone was like, "Wow, that's no one expected that." Yeah, I think I've seen it like 6 times now, including the premiere and that screening. And it's like a little movie. I like watching it.
It could be a series itself.
Yeah, they could do a whole spin-off series of a prequel.
I don't think you'd have a hard time convincing Bradley Cooper either. I think he had a good time.
Yeah, and it seems like him as an actor, he's 110% every time. So
yeah, I honestly, I didn't get to meet him, and I was really sad. I was like, maybe he'll be at the premiere, and he was not. But yeah, no, I've never seen him in anything where it didn't look like he was 1,000% committed, and he brought that to the show as well, and we thank him very much for that.
Felt a little bit like American Primeval there for a minute watching that first.
Right.
Did you watch that show?
I've seen like the first like 20 minutes, literally. I started watching it on a plane, and then the internet died on the plane.
Like everybody in the show.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
Not everyone, so no spoilers there. The point of that first episode was that to kind of establish how they well, I guess we saw in the last episode, episode 3, the Bible.
Yeah, well, and it also it kind of shows that they come by their attitude honestly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
They've come a long way, but they've not gone anywhere.
They're staying true
to themselves.
I noticed that you talk a lot on Threads about some of the other things that you're watching.
I do.
Are you enjoying Walton in White Lotus season 3?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Actually I think him and his girlfriend Chelsea in the show, I think they're the storyline I'm most interested in. I think Amy Lou Wood is so awesome. First time I saw her, she was in Sex Education. She was my favorite character out of all of them. And when I realized that she was going to be playing opposite Walton, I was like, yes, perfect.
Stay away from her husband.
No, there's enough Walton to go around. He's got a young girl following him around on every show that he's on.
As he should, true. He's a handsome man. He's a handsome man. Yeah.
He absolutely is. And he's wonderful to work with. He's very, very kind. He's intense, but in like the best way. And he's a good acting scene partner. He just likes to play, and he likes to see what comes up.
Everything he does is so good. Like,
Well,
I'm having such a brain fart right now, and I'm blaming the allergies, but the show that he was just on where he played the ghoul.
Fallout.
Amazing in that too, and you get to see he gets to play two different characters. He plays himself younger, and you know, human, like a concerned dad, and then he's the ghoul. So
yeah, and he's got a young lady following him around.
Yes, he does.
Not so handsome in that though. When he's the ghoul,
everybody thinks he is.
No,
literally, yeah, all over the internet. I keep seeing posts. Why is Walton Goggins still sexy as a ghoul? And then I think Ella Purnell plays opposite him in that show. She's wonderful too. Like,
and Yellow Jackets, she was great in that.
Yeah,
good in that. So good in that. But yeah, I wish that I had one of those like healthy hobbies like books and going hiking, but it's not. It's just watching TV and movies.
Nothing wrong with that. So, are you working on anything else right now outside of the show?
I just wrapped a cute little Christmas independent film. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything about it, but there's a couple of good people in the cast that I'm really excited about. Everybody on that set was so fun, and there should be an announcement coming out like this week or next or something.
Yeah, well, let us know and we'll post it on our social for you.
Was it shot locally?
It was. It was shot here.
Nice.
And I got to guide all of the LA actors through all the tornadoes.
Oh, no.
They're like, we understand earthquakes and fires, not so much tornadoes.
So you must have wrapped a couple weeks ago when the storms came in overnight.
We wrapped last week.
Yeah, that was a fun night staying up with my son. When my son knows that there's going to be storms, you're in for a long night because he's not going to sleep.
Same. I literally, when I was a kid, I had a phobia of tornadoes. I would just be like fetal position watching the Weather Channel, freaking out. So I still don't technically sleep when that happens, but I don't freak out either. I'm just kind of scrolling on my phone like, okay, that looks fine. That looks fine.
Keeping it plugged in. Watching all the local networks, keeping it on WSB.
I stayed up listening to WSB radio.
There you go.
How'd you do that? At least they were live.
Yeah.
WSB TV has the best weather coverage.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Well, okay, my wife's going to get mad at me for saying that because she works at Fox 5. Anybody but Atlanta's news first. If you don't live in Atlanta, you don't know what we're talking about, but that's most of our listeners and viewers do.
Well, you're speaking about rapping on. Did the Gemstones have a big rap party for the last season?
Big rap party. I'm gonna say there was an unreasonable amount. It was like 2,000 people at that rap party. It was like every single person who touched the show this season, which is great. They all deserve to be there. And it was at the Windjammer in Isle of Palms in South Carolina. And it's like this big giant beach bar, and they have like a big outdoor stage where you can have a band and all kinds of stuff. And it was a lot of fun. Everybody was there. Everybody was just like squeezed in. And then they were gonna have the Black Keys play.
Oh wow!
But the noise ordinance, they weren't allowed to play that late. So they came in and they DJ'd.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, they just started spinning records. They were really good.
That's awesome.
Now, where did you guys film, was it season 2?
Mm-hmm.
With the resort with you and Billy?
Oh, yeah. That was a national park, actually. I can't remember the name of it. I might have to, like, Google it. Yeah, that was in South Carolina. It was near Edisto, I want to say.
Oh, Edisto Beach. Okay.
Yeah. And it was it's all national park, so it's not like super manicured or anything like that. And we were all being just eaten alive by sand fleas and stuff like that. It was 100 million trillion degrees in the shade, 1,000% humidity.
Yeah, so South Carolina in the summer.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And I was just, you know, screaming and crying my eyes out in a plastic porta potty, just sweating.
I think Jeff wrote this question, but I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
Unless Jeff doesn't mind, but do you mind, Jeff, if I ask this question?
No, go ahead.
Which one of the two full frontal scenes with Walton Goggins was your favorite?
It's hard to pick.
Which one is elite? Was the most shocking then?
I want you to look at it.
I was not prepared. I was not prepared for the dressing room. I knew that he was naked, but I was like not prepared for all the swinging. So it wasn't my least favorite. I was just not properly prepared. I guess my favorite is probably the first one, the one where it's all up in my face, you know? First time you get to meet Tiff and baby Billy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very romantic scene. The shock value to that won't ever go away.
And it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. And because, you know, we all kind of grew up in this, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. Well, it's really only in the last 10 years or so, maybe, where you're seeing full frontal on guys. And it's not used as an erotic thing. It's just like, hey, here it is. Look.
Yeah. It's never a sexy thing when it's with dudes, apparently. Usually just for comedic relief. But Danny said that he really wanted to compete with the Dragon Show. Yeah. for most full frontal nudity. Uh-huh. I think he's gonna win.
Yeah, he got plenty of episodes. How many episodes are left? This week is the fourth, and then what is
so
that?
Five.
So 9 episode season, and wrapping up. Any chance we'll see more of Bradley Cooper, or can you not say?
I don't think so.
Mm.
That was probably, that whole thing was probably just a one off.
It's possible maybe in a flashback or something like that, but I don't think so.
Well, there's a separate thing developing with Kelvin and his night terror or his night dream.
True.
Something with that Bible, so you don't know who that's going to be.
You're not wrong.
I have my ideas, but I'm not going to share it yet because I don't believe
in it. I have ideas, too. I didn't read it, actually, in the script. I decided not to read that part because I wanted
that's
to be
cool. To be in something and to not know, that's pretty cool because you're a fan also.
Yes, I am.
As a fan, do you think or do you know that they'll maybe leave it open-ended a little so they could come back later on and do a movie or...
Danny, I know Danny always likes to end everything with a clean thing so that, you know, we've solved the mystery. We've put everybody in a place where we know where they're at, things like that. But I don't think he ever ends things specifically to end them, you know. In any of the seasons.
Yeah, because I feel like they could come back and do more of almost anything that he's done for HBO.
Yeah, who knows? We'll do a Gemstones Christmas special.
Yeah.
That would be great. Like an old school special, like Donnie and Marie with...
Right, exactly. We're just doing a Emily's Christmas special.
Well, called Lynn.
Without giving anything away, were you able to have any scenes with the new characters, with Millsap or Sean William Scott?
You'll find out next episode.
Without giving anything away, how was it working with them?
Oh, great. Awesome. Like, Sean William Scott's the nicest person on the planet. Honestly, first time I met him was in the hallway of the hotel we were all staying at. And I saw him walking by and I was like, oh, hey, you're in the show. And he's like, you're in the show. And I was like, yeah, we're both in the show. And he was being so nice. I thought maybe he was making fun of me. I was like, this can't be real. He's going to be, making fun of me. And he wasn't, he's just that nice. And then Arden was wonderful. I love her. It got her stand up so funny too. And then Megan Mullally is in the show and she's a legend, an absolute legend. We were in the green room one time and she came up to me and she goes, me and Nick love your show. And I was like, you and Nick Offerman. And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
She was like, yeah, we watch you. We just laugh. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to go cry. Be right back. because that's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. That two comedy legends watched me and liked it.
That's got to be pretty cool. That's got to be a cool feeling.
It was absolutely, all the guest actors this season were so great. I honestly can't think of a time that we had any guest actors and anybody was like even a little bit perturbed that they were there. We always have the best people.
And I get the feeling that you sort of keep it real. You stay right here in Atlanta. I mean, if you're an actor, you can live in Atlanta or you could live in Hollywood, but you kind of keep it real. You still have another full-time job, right? Or you?
Sure do.
What was that again?
I'm a UI engineer.
Okay. That sounds smarter than anything I've ever done.
I build user interfaces.
Okay. So you're always busy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like, you know, what you see when you are using an application or a website or something like that. I build all the drop downs and the buttons and the routing logic and all that fun stuff. I don't know any actors that don't actually have another job. It's just, maybe it's not this kind of jobs. Maybe it's not a corporate job. Maybe they have their own tequila brand, you know,
right.
Or they have, they write a book or they, you know, they're always, you can't be unemployed for as long as it takes to get to the next project sometimes and still pay all your bills. Right. So you got to do other jobs.
If you get fired from radio, you got to go wash hair or make pizza. That's what I
exactly.
Now, speaking of food, this is your sister's restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
How is it doing?
Oh,
yeah. A little pub.
Well, fine dining. Yeah, she, my sister Amber and her husband Sean opened a new diner in Little Five Points. It's called Little Five Points Diner. It's doing really well, actually. I think it's open from like 7 to 10 or something crazy like that.
Wow. I just saw it the other day, and I didn't even make the connection. I should have gone in there. Yeah, I was telling my friend that used to be Little Five Points Pizza, right?
Yes, it was Little Five Points Pizza, and then it was like Moonlight Pizza, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they bought the building from the people who had Moonlight Pizza. And they gutted it and made it nice, and the food is amazing. My sister had myself and my husband come and like test the food because they were doing like a test day for all the cooks and the staff, and she was like, come in here and eat it and tell me if it's bad. And so then I ate it and I was like, girl, I wish I could tell you this was bad, because you know how much I like to tell you when things are bad, but unfortunately these are all delicious. I think my favorite thing I had, they make this lemon pepper chicken. It's like a quarter of a chicken, like a thigh and a leg. They sous vide it.
Nice.
And then they season it with lemon pepper seasonings, and then they broil it so super, super crispy on top. It is, I dream about this chicken every day. So, need to go back and get this damn chicken.
Look out, Magic City.
Yeah, y'all don't even know what's coming for you.
Right.
Less strippers, though. Less strippers. Not no strippers. They just have their clothes on.
I just go there for the food. Actually, I've never been there.
Well, there's a good. It is Little Five. There's a good chance you might see somebody naked walking down the street.
Absolutely.
On Euclid Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, and you can go get a tattoo after you're done at one of the 17 tattoo parlors. And then you can go get a t-shirt at one of the 17 t-shirt shops. And then you can go to the record store at one of the 17 record shops.
That's right. Or Wax and Facts if it's open. Every time I walk by, this is, we'll be back in about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, all right.
Do you think that it would be feasible or possible or any sort of inkling at Baby Billy and Aunt Tiffany having a spinoff show of their own?
You know, Walton is so in HBO. I think anything is possible for Walt. They should just give him 50% of the company, honestly.
Right. Well, he's a big, people love him.
Juice. He could make that happen.
For a reason, they love him. Valen, thank you for taking time. I start bugging you about a month before the show comes out. But I really appreciate it. And I thank Josh Morin for introducing us.
Absolutely.
Like to say hello. So.
Yeah, I'm always happy to come on.
And one other quick thing to recommend before we let her go, The Studio on Apple TV.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
The first two episodes came out last night. So, so good.
Okay. I will definitely watch that. I actually watched the HBO one they did.
The franchise?
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Okay, but this is like that, but prestige. Better? Yeah.
Prestige. Oh, dang.
Yeah. This is the Seth Rogen one.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got Bryan Cranston playing the head of the studio. He's kind of like
the dude
stays perfect. In the picture.
That's unreasonably perfect. Like,
yeah.
For Bryan Cranston to be playing the head of the studio.
And Catherine Hahn. Okay, now I'm going to watch it.
Oh, definitely getting in on that. So when I went to the premiere, they gave my management company sent me like a bunch of hair and makeup people to look at. And the lady who I picked to do my makeup, she had Catherine Hahn in her list. And I saw her and I was like, well, she did Catherine Hahn. I'm going to pick her.
Like, of course.
She's the one.
Nice. Well, thank you again. You're welcome anytime. And
thank you so much for having me.
Let us know what you have coming out, when you can finally tell, and
about
it and all that. And then you can come on the podcast and talk about your Christmas movie.
I can't wait.
All right. Valen.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
Valen.
Here's some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
I saw Poker Face Season 2. Did you guys see the trailer that dropped?
No.
Yeah, this kind of came out of the blue. I wasn't really expecting. I hadn't heard that they were making a season 2.
I think I heard some people are going to be in it, but I haven't seen the trailer yet.
It's they've kind of listed off some of the guest stars, I guess would be the old school way of saying it. But Cynthia Erivo is set to be on, Melanie Lynskey, and Giancarlo Esposito, Kamal Nanjiani. Nice.
Yeah, I think it's a law you have to have Esposito on your show if you're going to have a new series.
I think I heard John Mulaney might be on there, but I'm not positive about that.
That's a good show, man. It's like it's Columbo. She's doing a Columbo thing. Yeah. Obviously, we talked about it before, but it'd be cool if she could get Captain Janeway on there, because Captain Janeway played Columbo's wife. Never on Columbo.
She's on Dope Thief now.
Yeah, but she should do a cameo and be a player for her. Yeah, it's just one more thing. Yeah. Need to get Kevin Pollak. He does the probably the only really good Columbo impression. So any indication when it comes out, or they're just kind of teasing it right now?
It'll probably be the end of this year.
Yeah, they're teasing it right now. So, yeah, I'm thinking probably fall.
Okay, cool. I read a story the other day. Frankie Muniz, is that how you say his name? I haven't said it out loud in a long time.
Muniz.
Yeah. He's excited to begin filming the reboot, or not a reboot, but an update on Malcolm in the Middle. And they have recast Dewey. I guess Eric Per Sullivan, who played Dewey, he quit acting in 2009. He did a movie that he was in came out in 2010, but he's done. And which led to like Crazy Days and Nights type of speculation that he was messed with on the show. But I don't know why. Do you guys know why he quit acting? Has anyone ever seen anything with him as to why he wouldn't be there?
No, I think he just was forced into it as a kid, probably. And
yeah,
once he was able to make his own decision, too, it's like, I'm getting the hell out of this business.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much exactly it. He just wanted to go to school. He wanted to get his degree and start a life after that. I think it was more of his parents wanting him to be an actor than he actually did. And it was just a fluke that what he got in took off so well.
Yeah.
Right. It did, though. That was such a huge hit. Christopher Masterson's returning. I think most of the cast is returning.
Well, I'm glad that, they're letting, he's not having to pay for the sins of his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, Alana, she still gets a lot of work, right? The sister?
I haven't seen her in anything since Walking Dead.
Oh, I thought she was still working. Maybe she's just gallivanting and being social. I'll watch this. I'm excited for it.
Did you guys see Joe Gatto is going into rehab?
Yeah.
No.
Self-imposed rehab.
Yeah, what happened?
Got a bunch of accusations. Me too'd.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was someone from the first year of Impractical Jokers who was 18 years old at the time that brought up some allegations. He immediately, went on and gave his, reaction to it, which was the usual cover my butt kind of, I need to, help myself, make myself a better person. I'm thankful for everybody that's helping me. He's not admitting anything, but I think he's going into rehab as a way to kind of squash any of those thoughts that he would fight it, or, I think they'll let it roll out in court which way it goes. But,
she put these videos on TikTok. She was 19 years old when this happened.
Yeah.
In 2023. And she put it out.
It's been pulled. They pulled those. Yeah.
So what happened in those videos? Did anybody see them?
And she said he like invited her to his hotel room, and she says
it happened.
She says that there was an SA, but he says no.
Oh, well, gotta not do that kind of stuff, dude.
I mean, I think he was separated from his wife at that time.
Yeah.
So if he could hook up with a young fan, maybe he did, but now she's calling Wolf.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Make sure they're like 30. What's wrong? 30. And of course, don't be SA. Don't SA anybody. Just
I don't think he would SA anybody, but I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Well, everybody said that about Michael Jackson. Look what happened. Oh, wait. Michael Jackson was never convicted of anything. We'll leave it at that. Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld. Pop-Tarts are not MAGA. Oh, I'm sorry. MAHA. Make America Healthy Again. Are Pop-Tarts on the chopping block with GOP cuts? Well, we just don't know yet, but that could happen. And with all of the delicious flavors that you can find in a grocery store now, I would hate to see that happen to a product like Pop-Tarts. I guess they could make them with natural ingredients, but how would they last as long as they do?
They got to put them back in those big, thick foil packages that they used to come in the 70s.
That's right. They were in a heavier, thick, like, now that what, they use that balloon material, that Mylar? Yeah,
that Mylar.
It used to be like a potato chip bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder why they would get rid of them, though, you know?
No, I just, I would first.
Oh, they'll get rid of them. They'll just change the recipe.
They'll change the recipe. Yeah, first thing I would think would be the dyes.
Yeah.
Just all those colors they put in for the filling and everything else. I mean, that dyes have never been good for anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Netflix is doing a Willy Wonka reality show, Golden Ticket reality show.
Why?
Yeah, just to capitalize on the Wonka business.
They're going to put like 50 kids in a warehouse with like 2 million candy bars.
kill half of them.
Yeah. Turn them into blueberries.
Yeah, reduce we'll make them. It like Squid Game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Willy Wonka version of Squid Game.
Well, at least you wouldn't die.
It's not really far off when you think about it.
Terrible fate.
Severance is renewed for season 3.
That'll give me time to watch the first two.
They promise it won't take 3 years for another season.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
3 years goes by awfully fast when you're in your 50s, so hurry up.
And that show, though, I don't know if it would really matter.
Yeah.
If you waited a long time. That,
right.
That place is like a backroom hell.
Now, you posted this Nick Frost.
Nick Frost could be playing Hagrid in the new Harry Potter TV show.
Has he signed on?
He's circling the role, they said.
Oh, well, that would be a good, casting.
He'd be good for Hagrid.
Yeah, that's the first one. Besides John Lithgow, I think that would be the only, those are the only two I, you know, kind of can see. But he's good in everything. Did you guys see, have you seen this horror movie that he put out?
No.
Oh, yes, I did.
Weird kind of like Too Many Cooks. It looks like a Too Many Cooks kind of thing. Like it's a fake sitcom-ish.
Yeah.
But these Russian guys come in to fix stuff in the house, and then they turn out to be some kind of cult that's trying to kill them.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Watch it again. I'm going to watch it again. If you haven't seen it, watch. Hey, if you're in Conyers and you're hungry, or if you're in any part of the area near Conyers, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're hungry and you want some really good pizza or gyros, why not check out Atlanta Pizza and Gyro? They've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. They're a great place to be this winter. And Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the holiday season. Now, no need to break traffic laws and smuggle it in from Texas, you bandits. Stop by AP&G and get $3.50 Coors Banquet stubby bottles and more. They've got the best gyros, pizzas and hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And if it's just like Dustin, for example, you have a good chance of winning.
Or wash my hair with their house dressing.
Or you put one of those caps on so it really soaks into your scalp.
Exactly. And then whatever drips out in the night makes like a lovely little 2 a.m. snack.
By the way, their food truck is on blocks until the end.
Oh,
no. No, for the winter. I'm sorry.
Oh, for the winter season?
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Some YouTube comments and some poll results from last week. By the way, I did remember a day later that I have to post things on Saturday mornings. But, I was a little hungover. I got it Sunday morning, and it'll be normal this week. So we put a couple of polls up, Dustin did, on our YouTube page. Who is your favorite little person actor from your childhood? And the choices were Warwick Davis, Billy Barty, Hervé Velichez, and Tony Cox. And coming in at the top spot was Warwick Davis with 47%, followed by Hervé Velichez at 21%, Billy Barty, 16%.
I voted for Billy Barty.
Well, it was a tie. I voted for Billy too. It was a tie with Tony Cox from Bad Santa and Fred. On the other poll, how are you feeling about The Righteous Gemstones' final season so far? Haven't watched it yet, but planning to, came in at 60%. 30% said not as funny as earlier season, and good but bittersweet was a zero, and loving every minute came in at 10%. And I think,
it's been hilarious.
I think it's been great.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got some comments on here. Fuxi, who we mentioned at the top of the show, said, I'm going to personally test Georgia's new tort reform bill that passed recently by suing Radio Labyrinth for giving me whiplash due to Jeff's tire-screeching Jason Ritter segue from the Elon Musk Bill Burr topic. That's funny.
That may have been a little of my doing in the editing, but yeah.
I assume that's what it was. Probably a lot.
Sue me?
Yeah, sue you.
Sue everybody.
Sue everybody. Oh, God. King Reno Band said, time for the show. Got my coffee ready. Keep it canon. And Terry Fuller says, didn't comment on the last episode because, Steph, you will be missed. Great show today, as always. I totally get the life getting busy thing. Everything is changing. Thanks for keeping the show the same. It's normalcy. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
We're going to talk about this signal gate thing. No, we're not.
I texted my war plans to Rodney Ho.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I wanted the journalists to be included.
Yeah, well, then why'd you text them to Rodney? Just kidding, Rodney.
All right, this week on Text Impressions by Tim, we are also keeping it timely and with the guest we're having. So the impression will be Danny McBride.
Oh, come on. Okay, here we go. Danny McBride. I speak in tongues, drive a Lambo, and I baptize strippers. I didn't come here to half-ass glory. I came to Raw Dog Destiny in a Waffle House parking lot. What's that from?
I was just trying to come up with
lines. I just made up. Okay.
Yeah, that you would come
those
up
are with funny lines.
And, oh.
If you're going to be a preacher, you got to be able to talk about anything, all right? Even if it makes us uncomfortable. When we stop doing that, people burn in hell. All right, I am requesting that you find one I could possibly do.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
Yeah, this week, views is news, the studio, which we talked about a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in.
So good on Apple TV.
Definitely.
And Bosch Legacy final season starts this week.
I got to watch a couple of those episodes because I'm interviewing him on Monday.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're interviewing Michael Conley, too.
Yeah, the author.
The author, yeah. And then Mobland starts on Paramount Plus on the 30th. It was Guy Ritchie's new show where Pierce Brosnan is the head of a crime family.
I actually want to watch this more than I want to watch The Studio.
Yeah.
To pick.
Helen Mirren's in it, Tom Hardy, Patty Constantine, Joan Falkett from Downton Abbey.
That looks good. That's a views
for me. Really good.
Yeah, that's a views for me. Anything Guy Ritchie, I'll watch. Yeah,
I got to watch something Bosch. I got to watch something Bosch, though, because I haven't ever seen any of them. So I'm going to be interviewing him Monday. That'll be interesting. Talk about Deadwood.
Yeah.
Talk about that final episode of Lost.
Yeah.
Titus Welliver is who I'm talking about. Thank you, Jeff. This week's staff picks. Mine is real simple. I've talked to you guys about Matan Even before. Have you checked him out or Matan Even?
I saw him
the young podcaster guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw him on that Harlan Highway.
Did you like it or did you find
it? He's funny.
He is funny. That's not a real accent. He's making it all up. Pete Holmes was his guest this week and he just cracks him up the whole time.
That's cool. I like Pete Holmes.
Pete's just like, you're so funny. That was such a great joke. So that's my staff pick. Check him out.
See, my staff pick is an older movie I saw it's on Prime. It's called Howl. And as you would suspect, it's a werewolf movie. But it is an interesting one in that it's a werewolf movie on a train. It's a group of people that kind of the train gets stopped in between stations and you don't know what's going on in the world. It's just kind of only in this compartment of this train. And it's kind of like, you know, all the different characters are in the train. You've got all the different tropes for all these, you know, specific characters. And it's a really good, I've always liked werewolf movies, but this one was original in its taking on of the whole werewolf genre. So if you haven't seen Howl, it's on Prime and Peacock right now.
Cool. Mine's this new Netflix game show called Million Dollar Secret, hosted by Peter Serafinowicz, who we like from The Tick.
Yeah.
This seems pretty cool. They give everybody $1 million at the start, and only one person gets to keep it at the end. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Hey, let's do some plugs. Trambles is back and sort of morphing into what I like to call it. What is Trambles? It's an audio only, I don't know, 20 to 30 minute podcast I put out on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. And you can get that in the Radio Labyrinth feed this week. Just a sort of a spoof on these self-help podcasts that get interrupted by commercials constantly, where you can talk or hear from Dale and with some commercials thrown in. Particular shout out to Ann from my office who did the food box commercial. I thought she did a good job. And that she just I told her what I wanted her to do with no script, and she just did it.
Nice. That was a good job.
And it's fun doing stuff like that. I already have the next one sort of mapped out. So check that out. I also do a radio show called The Popcast, which becomes a podcast. That is Saturday nights at 7 p.m. if you're in the Atlanta area on WSB Radio. Valen Hall's been on that. You can hear that interview in the podcast feed because it becomes a podcast the following Monday. So it's the Tim Andrews Popcast. Right now, if you want to listen to the podcast version, you can hear Mary Lynn Reiskub, Greg Russ and I talking about the play he did with or that he's working on the sound design for, written by Eric Bogosian. And then joining me this week, tonight, Finn Wolfhard, you know who that is. He's an actor. Stranger Things made him famous. Billy Brick, who is his co-star, or he was with him in Ghostbusters Afterlife. And that's where those two started writing the movie that I'm going to be talking about with them. And then Fred Hechinger, who is sort of the star of this movie called Hell of a Summer. It's a horror movie set in a sleepaway camp. And I'm sure you could guess what kind of it's a slasher movie.
And I'm sure this has been pointed out. Fred, Jason is a nod to Jason Voorhees.
I mean, just sort of the name was sort of the kind of, yeah, like that it was kind of in front of everyone's face. But
also at the same time, the name Jason is such a sweet name.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's just his personality. But there is this baggage and there's something really fun about playing with that. And like, we never call it out, but obviously it's like, it's this guy who's, burden is that he loves summer camp and his name is Jason and this is terrible that happens, but like he's just a real sweet guy who it's too bad.
And you can look at it both ways. It's like probably the most popular names.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there is a sweetness with it. And also for these characters, if they want to see him as suspicious, it only
adds
more to the suspicion of him and the whole thing. So.
And it's a fun movie. I highly recommend it. It's just a very well done movie. Hey, you could become a Patreon member and support our podcast. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews to find out what you can get. All sorts of tiers there. Please do not sign up or pay using the app on the Apple phone or the iPhone from Apple. They take 30% off the top. They're stealing from you. They're stealing from me. And they already have enough money, those bastards. And the cool thing about becoming a Patreon member is we are going to be doing a lot of cool stuff, lives, and right now we're doing them. Everybody can jump in and contribute and watch and have fun. But eventually it's going to go over to a tier level Patreon sort of thing. And you can watch it in the Patreon app or you can watch it on YouTube. And you could also become an executive producer, and that would give you a shout out and a credit on the show every week at the $25 level plus everything underneath that. And thank you to John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. Remember to like, rate, and review us if you're an audio person on Spotify. Do the same on YouTube if you like. Turn on the notifications. Give us the thumbs up like. And always leave a comment because we love leaving them. And you can even you know, join in on the fun, leave a recommendation, and all of that jazz.
And when you get done watching Bill Murray on Hot Ones, come on over and watch Radio Labyrinth.
That's right. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you to Valen Hall. Everybody watch Righteous Gemstones. If you're not, you're crazy. It's the funniest show on HBO and probably one of the funniest sitcoms on right now. Yeah, so do it. She plays Aunt Tiffany, and she's gracious enough to come on again. So thank you, and support what we support. It'll make them very, very happy. And unless you guys have parting words, have you?
Yep. Nope. Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.